that's transitioning. Tons of us are transitioning. Really, we're all transitioning, right? Steve talked about we're going to, if you're here in Blacksburg, we're going to have services at 10 o'clock. You know, if you're going somewhere, you might be going home, wherever you're going. It's a time of transition. And I think these words from Timothy or from Paul to Timothy are going to help us kind of transition that. But let's pray and then we'll keep on moving forward. God, thank you for, my last sermon at NLCF, at least for a while, you know, minus retreats or LTs or wherever else I cross paths with everybody. But God, it's good. I'm so thankful for this church and for the way you have used it in my life and used it in so many people's lives, God. I just watched you move and shape us as a community and then reshape us and then reshape us again, God, as we've gone through so many changes in more than 20 years as a church. You continue to move and work, and I thank you for that, and I am humbled by that. God, use and continue to breathe life into these people, God, in Christ's name, amen. We're going to go into 1 Timothy chapter 4. If you want to go there, if you have scripture, if you have an iPhone, if you have, it'll be back here, it'll be in your bulletin, wherever you want to find it, multiple venues for you to find that in. So let's read. I'm going to read this a couple times during the talk, so I'm going to read it all the way through, 11 through 16. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. The whole time I was reading through that, I was picturing Robbie, one of the first times he played in church. He was starting a song and his guitar strap fell off the guitar and the guitar started falling over and he still kept trying to play and he's turning around like, play guys, somebody else play. Anyway, that was totally off subject. But as I was doing it, I saw you out of the corner of my eye and couldn't help think about that time. Again, this is Paul talking to Timothy, right? And Timothy is a pastor. He's a young pastor. And Paul is an apostle. He's a pastor, but he goes around and he oversees multiple different churches. He is discipling multiple different leaders, starting churches, raising up new people, moving on to the next place. And he's writing back to Timothy to tell him some things. And this is kind of his most practical section of the letter when he's writing to Timothy. And it almost reads to me like the graduation speech at a seminary. You know, we're going to have graduation speeches coming up. For those of you who stood up, you'll get to hear Michelle Obama talk, which will be fun to have, like, the president's wife here on campus. That'll be nice. We're about ready to hear one of those speeches, and it really reads like that. And if you think about maybe, like, a British seminary somewhere, which is what I always think of when I think of seminary for some reason, but, like, you hear these, you know, this kind of, be diligent in these matters, you know. I know. Well, maybe it's not British. I don't know. It's that kind of like old school reading. Give yourself wholly to them, you know, so that everyone may see your progress. I don't know. That turned into like Irish. I don't know. Anyway, watch your life and your doctrine closely. I'm just going to close it with my voice. Persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save yourself and your hearers. And you picture that person just saying like, thank you. And everybody like applauding, right? And walking away. Because these are powerful words that are said to this guy to try to push him forward and keep him going. And there's some similarities here, even though not everyone in this room is going to end up being a pastor, right? Or a minister of the word or working on staff for some church somewhere. Some of you will, some of you are, but that's not going to be all of us. But I think there's a lot of similarities. We're all pretty young, and I'm going to keep myself in that category. Today I said I'm under 40, and Jim was like, oh, because Jim co-pastor is 41 or 40, maybe right at it. So I said, yeah, I'm still young. I'm under 40. But we're all called to be ministers, whatever we do, right? Whether we're an engineer or a music teacher or a biologist or a chemist or an English professor, whatever we are, we're all called to be ministers in the places where we are, right? Whether that's sharing the gospel with people, telling people about the good news, right? Telling people that your coworkers, your friends, whoever, living out that good news, showing that love of Jesus to people, caring for folks, serving them, meeting needs, telling people and being a minister of the gospel. We're all called to be that. And this is that point where we're getting ready for big changes in our life, right? If you're here over the summer, I really encourage you to go to the 10 a.m. service to get involved. And we're going to have engage groups. We'll have student engage groups that go on during the week. I think they're primarily mostly going to be led by staff and some great people to really get to know. And the summer is so much smaller and it's a little more chill here and you can really get to know people even on a more deep level. And please don't be the ones that I always come back and I'm like, hey, how was the summer? How'd you like being a part of an LCF summer? Isn't it fun? And they're like, oh, no. I kind of stopped going. I'm like, why? Like, it's at 10 o'clock in the morning and I just couldn't do it. I'm like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it. I promise. I have faith in you. You can do it. 10 o'clock right here. Get involved in those engaged groups. Some of you guys are going home. Some of you are going home into great, wonderful, very loving, caring environments. And some of you guys, and I know and I've heard your stories over the years, not as much. Not as much as this loving, caring environment to come into. You know, make sure you find some place over the summer where you can be real with people, where you can find a church to immerse yourself in. Maybe you have one back home, maybe you don't. Seek them out. If you need help with that, grab some of the staff or grab some other people. Maybe you know somebody from your hometown that goes somewhere, but make sure you find a community somewhere where you can be involved in some sort of small group or be involved on Sunday services, because it's essential to our life. You might be going to the Ukraine. I would say the Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine. It's just Ukraine. But it just seems like, I don't know if it's from Seinfeld or what, but it seems like it should be the Ukraine. So if you're going to Ukraine, it'll be an amazing experience. You might be going somewhere else missions-wise to another spot. You might be going to LT. Woo, 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 woo. Yep. It's going to be, oh, Bree just denied that little, there's a little fist bump going on, and Bree just got right in the middle of it with her hand. You can still go. There's a bunch of female spots open. You don't have to do that lab over the summer for your job, for your school. Yeah, you should do that. But you're going to have a great time at LT. Enjoy yourself. Some of y'all who are seniors, you may be starting new adventures. You may be coming right back here, doing grad school here, which is great, which is awesome. You may be going and finding a new place. We'll do some words of wisdom. But could I have those seniors stand up one more time? Could y'all stand up? Whether you're graduating senior, undergrad, grad, doctoral, because I really wanna take a second and pray for y'all. So you don't have to move anywhere. Don't worry, it's okay. Well, I'll just pray from up here. But I just kind of went, oh, that was nice. Oh, I feel like I don't have to stop yelling. Let me pray for you guys. Lord, I thank you for these seniors. I thank you looking around, just seeing some wonderful men and women. God, I pray for churches for them wherever they go, whether they're here and they're getting involved at the services this summer and this fall, or whether they're somewhere else. God, I pray that you would lead them to great churches, to a community to be a part of, that you would build and root in friendships wherever they go. God, that they would seek out community, they would seek out you with their life, and that you would lead and guide and direct them. God, in their work or in their grad school or wherever they're going, that you would empower them to be lights where they are, God, to really be used by you. and to share your words and to share your love through their actions. Thank you for them, God, and lead them on. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Yakimisi. Let's give them another little... and as you well know by now, our family, for me, after 20 years, hey, look at that. As a critical update, you better do that. Yeah, I'll carry on. So after 20 years in Blacksburg, at Virginia Tech, for me, 15 years for Sarah, 6 years for Benjamin, 2 years for little Nathaniel. We are moving on down to Florida. A couple of y'all have asked, or a number of people have asked about my role, and so I just figured I'd be able to mention it from up here. But I'm going to be working as the Missionary Resources Director for Great Commission Ministries, which translated. You guys know, obviously, we're a primarily college-based church. So when we take up offering, you guys are fantastic, and so many people like give off their money they make at working at West End or whatever like little bit that they make. But it's a whole lot easier, right, to support a church with people making 50, 60, 70,000 a year than people paying $15,000, $20,000 a year, right, to go where they're going. So we exist and we run off of the tithes and donations that you guys give, which is phenomenal. But it's not enough to support the staff team, so we go and we raise missionary support like you would if you were going overseas or into the inner city. So my role is going to be overseeing and shepherding missionaries on college campuses, inner cities, new church plants, and overseas as well, and kind of providing all their care and all their resources from our home office down in Orlando, down just a few minutes from Disney's World. Disney's World, yep. And then Sarah's going to be working with LTs. She's going to be on the office-y side of the LTs, answering questions and helping those leadership training programs worldwide go well. And she's going to be the executive director's assistant. So she'll literally, like, my office will be here. Her little cubicle will be, like, right across the hall. So when you come visit us in Orlando, we'll show you our posh little, it's not really that posh, but I do have a window in my office, which is nice. So that's where we'll be headed. We're really excited. We're literally leaving, like, tomorrow morning after breakfast, and I think it's going to be a good time. And for all of y'all who are leaving or staying, I think these verses can be really key to us. So let's go back and look at verse 11 again. He says, command and teach these things. And whenever you see kind of out of context, what does these things mean? It's generally referring back to whatever's before it, right? And last week we talked about, if you're with us at the morning 11 o'clock, this verse where Paul says, this is why we labor and strive, and because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. This is why we labor and we strive. The whole reason why we work and do the things that we do is because we put our hope in the living God, who's the Savior of all people. And then he continues on, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but instead, set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And I think Paul's saying, seek after Jesus with everything you have, with all that's in you. Go after that relationship with God and that understanding of God. Right? Again, Timothy's a pastor, but I think these words come to us, right? To encourage the believers, right? Set an example for them. We set an example by telling people this good news, right? We tell, by telling family members and our workmates and our old friends and our new friends and our classmates and wherever we are in life, being ministers there. And we can set that example as well in our actions. How do we speak? Not just when we're saying words about God and about following Jesus, but when we're doing all those other things, when we're talking about our office mates, right? When we're talking about our spouse or our girlfriend, or when we're talking about our whoever it is, when we're saying things about people or about actions, what are people observing? Are they seeing the love and the light of God in us? Are they seeing Jesus in our actions, in our conduct, the way we act towards people, the way we serve them? Are they seeing Jesus through our love for them? Are they seeing Jesus in our purity, in the way our kind of standards of how we live and things like that weigh up to the rest of the world? Are they seeing a difference in our life through Jesus? And we can do that. We can set an example. So I think Paul here is saying continue to seek after God. And I think these are good, obviously, sending off words. And he continues on in verse 13. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. And he says, do not neglect the gift which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. And again, y'all might not be the ones who are going to be preaching, and that's okay. At least not preaching from a pulpit or a music stand, right, on Sundays. But we are people who are ministers of that gospel. And I think we pull out of this, get involved somewhere. Make sure you're involved in a church somewhere, right? Devote yourself to hearing and being a part of that public reading of Scripture, both privately on your own, but also publicly or with small groups, whatever this new church calls it, home groups, life groups, engage groups, people groups, things, missional communities, whatever words people use, go get involved in their smaller communities. To me, this is one of the hardest parts of moving on. I've really, my entire life, been mostly just involved in two churches. Little Huguenot United Methodist Church back in Midlothian, Virginia, and NLCF. I've been to some other churches while I was support raising. I went to a few churches around town before I found NLCF, but the two main places I've been involved in, really immersed in, are those two churches. And it's going to be weird. Church shopping, I guess, is what we call it, right? Church hopping for a little bit. But I just encourage you, as I'm trying to encourage myself as I speak, find a place quickly. Get involved somewhere. Make sure you're getting involved into something. Even if it's not, you're never going to find another NLCF, just like I never found another church like my church home when I was a kid. You're not going to find the same people because we're not there. You're not going to find the same worship team or the same teaching. You might like something better. I like kind of like this. This is okay, blah, blah, blah. Every church has great points, and every church has things that you're not going to like as much. That's okay. Just suck it up and go. Because it's all going to be flawed, right? You know, because we're people attempting to worship together. So do that shopping for a little while. Take your time with it, but then immerse yourself in a community. Be a part of it. So don't neglect that gift. So not only go there, but then serve. Find places where you can use your gifts. And not just in the church, but also outside of the church, around your office. You know, care for people, love people. If you're walking by and you've got your trash can and you're going to the big trash can where, you know, down at the end of the hall, and you stop by to the next guy's cubicle and you're like, hey, can I take your trash for him? I'm going up there anyway. So I'm like, why is he doing that? What is he doing that for? Be a light, serve, love, do things for people. Use the gifts that you have, not just inside the church walls, because we talk about that a lot in church. Use your gifts, you know, serve and do things, but use them outside as well, as you are a light to the people around you. And that includes parents too. If you're going home, if you've always done everything around the house, continue to do so, and do so with love and do so with care. If maybe you're like I was and mom just always did everything and she just flitted around and did everything, start turning the tables and start serving and doing things, and mom will go, what? What are you doing? And she'll probably tell you, get out of my kitchen, get out of my kitchen. If she's anything like mine, she's like, get. But as you serve and as you show that you want to be a part and immerse yourself, you'll show that love of Christ, that servant attitude. Let's read these last couple verses. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And I like that. Be diligent in these matters. This is the most important part of your life. And not just, I don't mean just church. I mean, our relationship with God, our understanding of God, our life with Christ is the most important thing we can have. School is great, and we need to excel at it as much as we can. Work is great, and we need to excel at it as much as we can. Family is great, and we need to love and immerse ourselves there. But the most principal relationship we have is that one we have with Christ. Continue to be diligent in that. Jesus is that kind of all in all. He's everything. Have a watchful eye out on your life. If you're going somewhere new and you really don't know anybody, I'd encourage you to make sure you keep in contact. Maybe you have a couple friends that you really keep in contact with and are able to talk to and kind of call. You can Skype, Facebook chat, Gmail chat, whatever it is, all of those things. But have some people that you can stay in touch with and really talk through life with until you find that new kind of community wherever it is that you are. Because we need to have a watch out for each other's lives. We need to persevere in really following Jesus in what we do. And I think we can do that well. So I'm going to close my last talk here. But I would like to, if there are any, if I could have any staff, any engage group leaders that are going to be engage group leaders in the fall or the spring, and it's a small enough room, worship leaders, anybody who's going to be serving in those type capacities in the fall, could you guys like come up here for a second? Engage group apprenticing, whatever it is, whatever it is that you're doing. Because we've talked a lot about what's coming up right in the future. We've looked back and we've talked about the seniors. But last week, I think you guys did a really great job and I felt very honored. If you were part of any of that last week, just showing up on Sunday morning, being a part of things last night or Sunday night, I felt very honored and very cared for and very loved, and our whole family did. Nathaniel has not stopped talking at every moment. When we pray at night, we're like, Nathaniel, do you have anything to pray for? And he's like, thank you, God, for the Hokie bird and the Hokie football. I mean, literally, if you weren't here last week on Sunday night, they brought in the Hokie bird to bring a football signed from Frank for our family. And literally, Nathaniel's been talking about it for the entire week. And praying and thanking the Lord for it. So we all the way down to the two-year-old, feel very cared for. And I want to just take some time and pray for you guys as the continuing on leadership here at LCF, because y'all are fantastic. So come on in. We don't all have to get, like, too super close. But if I could pray for y'all. And, let's pray. God, I thank you for NLCF, God. For over 20 years, you have been using this church in Blacksburg, God, and we've watched people go and go out and do amazing things, God, whether it in the world of engineering or teaching or finance, or whether it be as missionaries, as pastors, as teachers, as ministers. God, you have sent out so many people from here, so many people that have sought after you their entire life and continue to. God, and that is only possible by the people that are here and leading your people. Thank you for these leaders, for the leaders we prayed for this morning at the 11 o'clock, for the leaders that were out of town or working on exams. God, thank you. And not just for these folks, but for everybody who's serving during Point and Click and being in the bands and serving behind the scenes and being small group leaders. And God, this church functions and thrives and survives because of your work not just in one or two people, but in the whole community. And thank you for people here that are seeking you and bringing people into the church. God, maybe don't have a full leadership role name, but are seeking you in their life and school. And God, over all these people, I want to pray these words from 1 Timothy. NLCF leadership, continue to command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And until I come, as Paul says, just continually, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching, and do not neglect the gift which was given to you through prophecy when the body of elders lay their hands on you, but be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you will do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, y'all. I have thoroughly enjoyed my 20 years in Blacksburg. And as great as being here from when we were 2 wins and 8 losses and 1 tie in football, all the way through playing for a national championship and all those great things, the thing I will unquestionably miss most is NLCF and this community. And I'll be back. I'll be at things. You'll probably see me at various places. I'm really thankful for you guys. I'm going to close, I'm going to close with a video of our family. This has been a kind of a song that's been real near and dear to us over the last year, and even much more so over the last 4 or 5 months while I've been preparing for this move. It's a song that just reminds us that whatever God is leading us to, where he's taking us, in the same way he shepherded the Israelites, you know, throughout wandering for 40 years, you know, hopefully that won't be what it's like in Florida. But in that same way where they said, okay, wherever God you lead us, that's where we're going to go. That's what we want our family to be about. And that's what we want NLCF to be about as well. That wherever God goes and desires us to go, we will go. So we'll end with that. At the end of the video, band, if y'all want to go ahead and come on up after the video, and then we'll pass around the offering buckets and the you can put your info cards and all that stuff in there. Thank you. God bless. Love you guys. Yeah. There you go. Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Is it recording? All right. You guys ready? You want to start it? All right. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay.